This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Well, your blood test suggests you aren't taking your medicine. Is that the case?
Well, I guess.
Why exactly are you having trouble taking the medication as I prescribed it? This type of conversation is not uncommon and represents a failure in communication and several missed opportunities for the doctor and the patient. To the patient, the doctor comes across as judgmental and accusatory, blaming the patient for failing to follow instructions. The patient seems passive and unengaged. The patient may want to offer an explanation or engage in a discussion, but this just isn't going to happen. Estimates are that somewhere around 50% of all Americans are not taking their long-term prescribed medications as directed, and estimates are that somewhere around 5% of doctors are even aware that their patients are failing to take their medication. The result? A colossal waste of time and perhaps some important missed opportunities to improve health. Barriers to people taking their medication are very similar to the barriers that keep us from exercising, meditating, or eating well. Basically, life gets in the way. Some doctors feel what they call medication non-adherence is a disease, and it deserves to be treated as a medical condition. In fact, there is now even a billing code for treating people with this condition. But my worry is that labeling a failure to follow my advice as a disease may be a little bit self-serving. Nonetheless, the disease of medication non-adherence has many potential causes. For example, some people may not completely understand the importance of the medication to their illness. Others may completely understand it, but feel the benefits of the drug do not outweigh the risks. Some may feel that taking a drug regularly reminds them that they're sick and that they have an illness, and that brings them down, and they prefer not to take the medicine. Still others may forget to take their medicine, and still others may just dislike taking the medicine or not trust that the drug will improve their condition. Of course, each of these causes of medication non-adherence needs its own unique intervention or treatment. No one approach will fix every one of these issues. But do they all need to be corrected? Cannot the doctor and patient sometimes agree to disagree? Until this happens, we are simply ships passing in the doctor's office. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.